subject. Have we come to the end of the road? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 40-year-old single young mom. I have been seeing a 42-year-old young man for about 19 months. We are in a long-distance relationship about 3 hours away from each other, and we see each other as much as we can. I have a secure job, and I do not feel comfortable leaving where I live to find a job, but we do have a place together in the city where my boyfriend lives. This is where the situation becomes challenging. My boyfriend has had some issues in the past with the law. He is an ex-convict. However, I knew this when I fell in love with him. We intended to be together, but a transfer that I had put in for didn't come through, so my boyfriend and I have a place where he lives. Due to the fact that he can't find secure employment, I take care of the expenses. I do not feel he has taken me for granted, but I do feel disrespected, and I cannot get him to understand why. Within the past 9 months, he has created a business that deals with the entertainment industry, and when I'm not there, females are, and they have become bold enough to be taking pictures in my house. I've discussed this many times, and he claims to address the situation, but apparently not to my liking. Stephen Shirley, we have talked about getting married. Am I making too much out of this, or have we come to the end of our road? I think he's taking you for granted, and I think he's disrespecting you. You left out a lot of details in this letter, but with what you did write, this is a strange relationship. How do you have a place together somewhere, but you're not together? You just have a place. I mean, basically, you're taking care of a grown man. Yeah. That's all it is, who's living in your house. That's what you're doing. You don't say what kind of entertainment business he's in, but it involves other women being in your house. So what is that? You're not there. What is he really doing? That's what you need to find out. I don't think he's marriage material at all, and I definitely don't think you're making too much out of this, Steve. That's what she asks.
Well, big dope.
But yeah, this is a crazy letter. 19 months, and he's doing all of this. You're paying for after 19 months.
See, here's the problem, lady. You 40. You seeing a 42-year-old man for about 19 months. Mm-hmm. That's a little over a year and a half. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, that's saying in a year and a half, you in love with a man with serious, you say, my boyfriend has some issues in the past with the law. This is where it's challenging. He has some situation issues in the past with the law. He's an ex-convict. However, I knew that when I fell in love with him. Now, that's important. All this is a problem because you done messed around and fell in love. This is where the whole problem is right here. Now, your judgment is off. You know, when you get in love, your judgment ain't the same no more. Because, see, people who are hearing this letter who are not in love, see, we don't have that to contend with, so we just deal with the facts. See,
right.
But once love enters the picture, now you got to look at it different. Because you done messed around and fell in love with the convict that ain't working, that ain't worked in 19 months, that cannot get a job. You said that you see each other when you can, you got a secure job, and do not feel comfortable leaving where I live to find a job. Well, let me tell you what that is. That's because you are providing your own security. Mm. Your man provides none. Now, at 40 and 43, what we talking about here? If you can't find some security out of your man at 43, some security, he's there for me, he holds me up while I'm working, he watching the kids. If you can't find some security from a man at 43, what we talking about?
I like that. You say she's providing her own security.
He provides none. Mm-hmm. Now we got a problem. Now you done fell in love with somebody that don't provide that. Now then you try to shape it for us, and you all got this place. Due to the fact that he can't find secure employment, I take care of the expenses. No, it's like Shirley said, you're taking care of a grown man. You're not taking care of the expenses.
Right.
You're taking care. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to make this a balance sheet or something like that. Like just
it's okay.
Yeah, you're taking care of a grown man is what you're doing. Hmm. I do not feel he has taken me for granted, but I do feel disrespected and cannot get him to understand why. Because you trying to explain something that's stupid. How is a dude not taking you for granted but disrespecting you?
Exactly.
Shirley said he's doing both.
Yeah, he is.
See, you can't get him to understand why? Because you explaining a stupid situation
yes.
to a stupid person.
Come on now.
You got a dumbass piece of logic working here off some dumb, stupid. I can't get him to understand why I Baby, you know I appreciate everything you do for me, but I got these girls over here. Wait a minute. What? Hold up, dog.
Entertainment industry.
Oh, this is so stupid. Now, when in the past months, he's created a business that deals with the entertainment industry.
Really?
9 months, still ain't making no damn money. You know how I know? Because you still covered the expenses.
That's right.
That's what the letter about. This business ain't no business. He got a front now. Now he got women in the house that you paying for, and they taking pictures in your house. You've discussed this many times, and he claims to address the situation apparently, but not to my liking. Stephen Shirley, we've talked about getting married. For what?
No.
Who you finna marry?
Don't do that.
Who you finna marry? What business he got?
Right.
What he got?
Yeah,
jailhouse records?
Didn't say. Just entertainment.
What he got? Law-abiding lingerie? What did he start? What these girls in the house? Law-abiding lingerie.
What is that?
Because, you know, convicts don't know how to name a business. They always try to keep it hard, you know.
The name.
Jailhouse records, you know. Convict collections. A collection of prison
mess.
Wear. Yeah. You know, a little bunch of tops tied up in knots and stuff. And
just
prison
crazy.
Shorts cut off as booty cutters. Now, you got the convict collection of lingerie. You got the convict country club where they all get together and come to his house.
Uh-oh.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.